Moments with the Master, Day 12. We live in a day of unparalleled comfort and luxury. While this is seen as progress in general by most people, it poses a real problem for the Christian. God has allowed Satan to have limited power over this world for a limited time. It is interesting what Satan did to tempt Christ when he was weakened after a lack of food for 40 days. Did Satan tempt Christ with food? No. He tempted him with the world, along with all it contains and implies relating to power and prestige. In the New Testament, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 8, we read, "Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their splendor." What was Jesus' reply to this temptation by Satan? Jesus quoted Scripture and said, "You are only to worship God," with the implication that the world was not his priority, but rather to do the work of God. In the parable of the sower, Jesus indicates that the world is at odds with God's spiritual priorities, and the world is compared to thorns that choke the word, the Bible. In other words, the world is a distraction, and caring about the world will cause you to lose your focus on being an effective witness for Christ. In the New Testament, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 22, we read, "Now the one sown among the thorns, this is one who hears the word, but the worries of this age and the seduction of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful." And in chapter 16, verse 26, "What will it benefit a man if he gains the whole world and yet loses his life? Or what will a man give in exchange for his life?" The Bible indicates that there are sacrifices to be made by those who choose to sincerely follow Christ. The following texts from the Bible indicate some of these sacrifices: not getting overly involved in things that don't advance the cause of Christ, physical, mental, and moral discipline, understanding what is of this world and what is honoring to God, and choosing to honor God, a willingness to sacrifice what is good for what is better, and letting go of material things. We read in the New Testament, in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, "Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. To please the recruiter, no one serving as a soldier gets entangled in the concerns of everyday life." And in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 26 and 27, "Therefore I do not run like one who runs aimlessly, or box like one who beats the air. Instead, I discipline my body and bring it under strict control, so that after preaching to others, I myself will not be disqualified." And in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 25 and 26, we read, "The one who loves his life will lose it, and the one who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. Where I am, there my servant also will be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verse 27, "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." And in verse 33, "In the same way, therefore, every one of you who does not say goodbye to all his possessions cannot be my disciple." The purpose of a Christian in this life is not to surround him or herself with the comforts of this world, but to go into the world with the message of the Bible and make disciples who will follow Jesus Christ. We read that command in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. Then Jesus came near and said to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." "Am I a Soldier of the Cross" is a hymn that asks us a very difficult question. In reality, it is asking us about our priorities in life. Do we allow fear or the comforts of this world to keep us from serving Christ? The song asks if the world is even friendly to the work of God. Listen as Vicky sings about this challenge of discipleship and personal commitment to Jesus Christ.
To face.